It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
The Form Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at Monroe Central High School, as it'll be Monroe Central and the Fort Recovery Indians in high school boys basketball this evening. Here on PG-14, J Country 101, we're on all the stations here this evening. We'll be back to talk with Coach Melton, Jim Melton of Fort Recovery, right after we pause for this.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterily in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kapp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Monroe Central High School, we have the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians with us, Jim Melton. And, Jim, let's review the last game. We traveled over to St. Mary's and had the opportunity to win that game, but just got away from us in the last minute. How do you size up that contest for you?
Well, you know, we started out slow. We didn't shoot it very well. You're right. We had an opportunity there at the end. We, you know, fought our way back and tied it up 45 all there. And, you know, we just had some breakdowns mentally there, and they went down and capitalized, and then they hit some free throws at the end, and we didn't execute. So, you know, we learned from it. It was a good game for us to, you know, to get ready for the season here.
Now, certainly those kind of teams are the teams that help you build a better team because they give you a challenge, that's for sure. What was our shooting percentage anyway for the game about?
31%.
Okay, that wasn't the greatest in the world, but hopefully better tonight.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, our guys are, you know, they're hungry. They know, you know, that one stung a little bit. They know they let one get away. So, you know, we're anxious for the other, another opportunity to get after it tonight, and hopefully we're shooting it a little better.
Well, we're here at Monroe Central. First time ever Fort Recovery's played at Monroe Central, I do believe, down through the years. And you're obviously very familiar with the school because you reside here in Randolph County. And
Monroe Central's only played one game so far. Did you have a chance to have that scouted?
Yes, they played Northeastern last week on Saturday. And, you know, Coach Allum, he does a nice job. They've got a fantastic backcourt. It's one of the reasons I wanted to schedule this game. I thought it would prepare us for when we play those teams that, you know, have three really good guards. And, you know, and he does a nice job. So I knew this would be a challenge for us, and it will be. You know, and it's nice facilities, nice place to play. But, you know, Northeastern is a top 10 team in the state of Indiana in 2A. So, you know, they got after them pretty hard last week.
Well, any particular individual you're worried about from the Golden Bears side?
Yeah, number two, Jackson Allum. He's the coach's son. And number zero, Joey Allum. Those guys present problems. Luke Jones, the number one, is a really good three-point shooter, almost 40% last year at, you know, roughly 133 attempts on the season. I'm not sure. I didn't see him here tonight, so he may be out sick or something. But, you know, those Allum brothers are going to present a problem.
Sounds like they got their self-made team there.
Yeah, they're very quick. They're good off the bounce, and they can shoot it. So, you know, they're going to present some problems. So, you know, we're ready for the challenge that lies ahead. We're just, you know, appreciate the opportunity.
And, of course, this game came about because the Jay County game that was supposed to be tomorrow ended up being canceled because two schools couldn't find a mutual agreeable date. So here we are at Monroe Central. You certainly didn't expect to be here.
No, we didn't. You know, we really want to play Jay County year in, year out every year. But, you know, we looked at it at this weekend, and we would have had it, you know, we would have taken 2 weeks off. And, you know, and Jay County just couldn't fit it in this weekend. We really wanted to keep this weekend, try to find a game for this weekend. So, you know, we may get another opportunity. We don't know, you know, what lies ahead as far as, you know, other cancellations or what may happen, but we may get the opportunity to play Jay County down the stretch. I don't know. So
How about your starters tonight, Coach?
Tonight we have Derek Judy at the point, Owen Judy and Kale Ramel will be on the wings, and Gavin Toby and Brian Benn will round out the forwards.
Nice tall team you have, yeah, so I tell you again.
A little different tonight, but that was predicated on our, you know, on the matchups and what we want to do schematically.
Coach, hey, thanks for the time. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Once again, Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161. 7161.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Back here at Monroe Central High School, we're about set to go with the game here tonight. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with you. Lights are turned out as The Monroe Central starting lineup is being introduced to the fans here in the stands. They allowed a total of, let's see, 4 tickets per player is what they allowed tonight. That was it. 4 tickets per player. Very sad to announce the passing of Verge Krieg, age 89, of Fort Recovery. He was one of the Indians' biggest fans, that's for sure. He died at his residence apparently today. He married Rosie Krieg, who survives. Also surviving are 8 children, including Betty Mollenkamp of Bryant, Roger Krieg of St. Henry, Sharon Metzger of Fort Recovery, Nancy Webker of Fort Recovery, Jerry Krieg of Lima, Judy Ten of Fort Recovery, Janet Jacobs of St. Henry, and Margie Jacobs of St. Henry. 5 siblings also survive, including Harry Krieg of Fort Recovery. The funeral services, according to what information I have here, they will be a massive Christian burial at 10:30 next Thursday at the Mary Helper Christians Catholic Church in Fort Recovery. Calling will be 3 to 7 on Wednesday and 9 to 10 on Thursday morning at Brockman and Beckman prior to the service. So, again, the passing of good old Verge Krieg, age 89, a longtime Indian fan indeed, and we will miss him, a great guy, that's for sure. Fort Recovery gets the basketball to start the game as we move on to what we're here for tonight. Owen Judy with the ball, pops the 15-footer, no good off the rim. Rebound comes down to the Monroe Central Golden Bears. Once again, Superintendent Larry Brown right here tonight. He comes to all the sporting events. Very active superintendent. Glad to see him at the game. Monroe Central with the ball. Here's Luke Jones with it. Now Josiah Ollum. Shot from the left side is up and good. Jackson Ollum scoring to put the, in fact, it was a 3-point goal. Put the Golden Bears out in front 3-0 here in the first quarter. Brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery and 2 locations here in Indiana, in Burn, Indiana, and also Union City, Indiana. Cale Rammel with the ball, pops the 3-pointer. He ties it up. Cale Rammel drills it in. Way to go, Cale. Fort Recovery won the junior varsity game in overtime tonight. We'll give you more about that coming up later on. Monroe Central with the ball inside, up and no good by Landon Patterson. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Cale Rammel over to Derek Judy. Judy comes down, back to Rammel, pops the 3, wide open. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Brian Benn, pops loose. Clay Smits gets it, back outside it goes to Owen Judy, and it's no good. 3-3 score here at the Monroe Central Golden Bear Gymnasium. We're in Randolph County. If you don't know where Monroe Central is, it's west of Winchester. Between two small communities, Farmland and Parker City. Monroe Central with the basketball. We have a tie game at 3-3. Here is Josiah Ollum bringing it down. He'll pass over on the left side to Jackson Ollum. Now with it is Landon Patterson. Josiah Ollum has it back. Back out top of the key. Over on the left side it goes to Landon Patterson. Patterson tries to pass inside. Broken up by Clay Smits. Over to Regan Martin. Martin passing on the left to Derek Judy. Judy brings it back outside. Guarded by Josiah Ollum. Judy dribbling to the left, passes back to Cale Rammel. Cale dumps it to Clay Smits at the free throw line, back to Rammel. Tries to drive in, ball's tipped away and stolen. And here comes Monroe Central, as it was Gavin Smithson Berciaga tipping that ball away. And Berciaga has it, puts it up and in. Gavin Smithson Berciaga scoring. Makes it 5-3. Monroe Central leads by 2 here on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Clay Smits has a ball blocked, but before recovery, got it back to Clay Smits, and he's fouled. Going to call the foul, I believe, on Jackson Allum. See what the officials say. Yep, that's who it is. Brian Benn will come into the lineup here. Owen Judy, Clay Smits, Regan Martin, Derek Judy, and Cale Rammel in there at the moment. And Clay Smits puts it up and in. Rammel will come out. Brian Benn will go in. Clay Smits hitting the free throw. Has one more coming here. It's up and good, and he ties up the game. It's 5-5. Monroe Central with the ball. Down they come. Josiah Allum, only a sophomore, with the basketball. He's on the left side, back out top. Over on the left wing, it goes to Jackson Allum. He'll fire and hit. Jackson Allum, a little fall away, 18-footer. And he's got 5 points on the night. And it's 7-5, Monroe Central. In the lead by two. Derek Judy with the basketball out of the center circle. Over on the right side to Owen Judy. Derek Judy to Brian Benn. Left side to Regan Martin. Martin goes down low to Owen Judy. Back outside to Clay Smits. On the left, Regan Martin wide open. He drills it. There we go, Regan. He couldn't get those suckers to fall last week, but he got that one. Three-pointer. It's 8-7. Fort Recovery takes the one-point lead. That was kind of a high-arching shot. Calp Pharmacy is the place to go to get those flu shots. Just call for your appointment at a Calp Pharmacy. Berciaga with the ball on the right side, back out top. Josiah Allum has it. Back on the left side it goes. Back out top again to Jackson Allum. Now on the left to Landon Patterson. And here's a drive to the hoop, and they're going to say that Berciaga. Gavin Smith and Berciaga stepped on the end line as he was driving in towards the hoop. Turnover, Monroe Central. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Fort Recovery, of course, coached by Jim Melton. The coach of the Monroe Central Golden Bears is Justin Allum. Here we go. In the lineup for the Indians, I see Dylan Evers just came in. Derek Judy brings it up across the timeline. Derek goes to the right, passes off to Cale Rammel, who's back in the game also. There's a corner shot by Derek Judy. He puts it in for 3 points. Derek Judy scores, and the Indians shooting much better than last week. Here's a three-pointer up and good by Josiah Allum for his first points of the night. And it's now 11-10. They have a really nice scoreboard here with all the players' names on them, or numbers on them, and keep track of the scoring, but nobody's doing it. Inside, Brian Benn has the ball stripped away, and they're going to say that Monroe Central's Jackson Allum stepped on the end line, so it'll be back to Fort Recovery. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and also FortRecoveryRadio.com. Indians have the ball inbounds to Cale Rammel. Underneath to Brian Benn, they say he traveled. And I think he did. Sorry about that, Brian. Shoemaker, 11-10 the score. Indians on top by one here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter at Monroe Central. We've got about a couple hundred people here, maybe, something like that. Again, Monroe Central allows 4 tickets per player is what their policy is. What the health department here allows them to do. Golden Bears with the ball. Here's Berciaga. 3-point shot, no good, in and out. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Monroe Central, but who's going to get it? Now they're going to say it went off Fort Recovery. I think the Golden Bears got a break on that. Connor Phillips looked like to me the one who tipped it out, but he convinced the official that it was the other way, and hey, give him credit. Monroe Central with the basketball. Back out front it goes. Over on the left wing. Back out top to Jackson Allum. He'll pass on the left wing to Caden Shoemaker. Back to Jackson Allum. Over on the right side it goes. There's Shoemaker with the ball again. He'll feed off. Jackson Allum with it. Free throw line. And he's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. No, they say it was a non-shooting foul. I got to call that on Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel gets called for the foul. Throwing it in here for the Golden Bears will be Joel Kennedy. Don't forget, if you need handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center, owned and operated by Cal Pharmacy in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need handicap medical equipment, they have it at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. And here's a fall-away shot up and no good by Jackson Allum, and a foul on the rebound on Monroe Central. It's on Berciaga. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back. You know, if you have somebody that is handicapped on the Christmas lists, a lot of those handicap items are very helpful and would make a nice Christmas gift for someone. Check them out, Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Clay Smith's over to Gavin Toby. Toby has the ball knocked away, but he got it back. Clay Smith's down low, and he is fouled. Going to call the foul on Joel Kennedy. Officials are being pretty picky here, calling it pretty tight so far here in the early going. So coming out of the game is going to be Berciaga. And I think going in was Cole Munchell. There's a shot up and good by Cale Rammel. Cale Rammel drills a three-pointer. That makes it 14-10. Full recovery on top by four. Out front with it is Josiah Allum. Over to Jackson Allum. Down on the right wing. Back out top. Josiah Allum has it, feeds on the left side to Joel Kennedy on the wing. Back out top near the center circle is Jackson Allum. Here is Joel Kennedy with the ball. He'll pass it off. Back out to Josiah Allum. Wears number zero on his uniform. Stutter dribbles and lost the dribble and picked up by Gavin Toby. Turnover, Monroe Central. Cale Rammel will bring it up on the left side to Regan Martin. Martin back outside to Gavin Toby. Toby top of the key, feeds off to Derek Judy. Derek checks with his coach with 55 seconds to go. Derek literally in the center circle, feeds over to Gavin Toby, now to Cale Rammel on the left wing. There's Clay Smith's three-point shot, does not go from the top of the key. Rebound comes to Monroe Central, and they're going to call Derek Judy for a reach-in foul, and it'll be Monroe Central's basketball out of bounds. Once again, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery celebrating their 40th anniversary right now. Congratulations to them. A great business, community-minded business. They've helped a lot of community activities over the years, over those 40 years. They have been involved in everything that goes on in Fort Recovery in a very positive way. Congratulations to Calp Pharmacy. Here's a foul called on Derek Judy. Going to call him. And probably just as well, because the kid hit the shot. They called the foul before the shot. That's the first foul on Derek Judy. Josiah Allum will toss it in to Jackson Allum. He's outside. Fort Recovery leading by four, 14-10 over the Monroe Central Golden Bears. Josiah Allum hands off to Jackson Allum. Jackson top of the key, pops the three, good. Jackson Allum gets his second three of the first quarter. He has 8 points in the quarter. Here's a three-pointer by Regan Martin, no good, off the rim. Might have been partially blocked, and Monroe Central throws it away. Joel Kennedy fell down with the ball, and it squibbled out of bounds before the Golden Bears could retrieve it. Here is Owen Judy to toss it in as he's back in the lineup. He'll pass to Brian Ben, turns, fires, and misses. It would not have counted anyway as there was only about a second left. And we've completed one quarter of play. A little disappointing for Fort Recovery that they're not further in the lead, but they're doing all right. 14-13. Fort Recovery leading the Monroe Central Golden Bears after one quarter of play. Thanks again to Cal Pharmacy for being our very fine first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, don't forget to ask about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis at Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back in just a moment.
Join the Pacasat Gas Club at a Pacasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasat website, Pacasat.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasat, there's one near you.
Back at Monroe Central High School, the second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. You're a New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Rob Weaver here. Our studio producers tonight, Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Lindsey Green is back at the radio station in Portland. There's a steal by Regan Martin. As he blocked a pass, Martin comes down, misses the shot. Cale Rammel got the rebound, hemmed in, feeds off to Brian Benn, and he travels. Yes, he did. Slid that foot. The big guy, Brian Benn, is a huge kid. He's 6'6", and has a wide body that they can't move around, that's for sure. Here's Joel Kennedy throwing the ball in to Josiah Ollum. Right side it goes. Joel Kennedy with it. Feeds over to Josiah Ollum. Now it goes to Landon Patterson. To Josiah. Back to Patterson on the right. Brings it back out top between the circles. He'll dribble down the left to Lane. Ball's tipped away, and I think it went off of him. Yes. Fort Recovery tipped the ball away, and it went off of Landon Patterson and out of bounds. Indians get another turnover. They've caused several Monroe Central turnovers here. Your backcourt right now is Mr. Cale Rammel and Owen Judy. Owen will bring it up across the timeline. Goes to the right, feeds off to Regan Martin. Martin has the ball tipped away by Josiah Ollum. Here's Bursiaga scoring for Monroe Central. Gavin Smithson, Bursiaga, makes it 15-14, and Monroe Central takes the lead. Clay Smith's inside to Ben, Brian Benn. There's a foul call before the foul, before the shot, I should say. Foul's going to be whistled on Joel Kennedy. And that's number, let's see what it is on him. Number, haven't put it up on the board yet. Number two, there it goes. Number two. Pass comes in to Cale Rammel. Regan Martin. Martin dribbling the ball back on the far side to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling against Josiah Ollum. Stops his dribble, feeds off to Clay Smith. Timeout, Monroe Central. Correction, timeout for recovery. Fort Recovery calls timeout. 6:42 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter of play. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the health care providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver back here at Monroe Central High School. Radio Rob with you. Glad to be here calling this Fort Recovery game. Fort Recovery trailing by one at the moment, 15-14. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have both the junior varsity and the varsity girls games from Fort Recovery and Jay County. Brian Benn just missed a shot from long range, but Cale Rammel's there to put it back up and in. Cale has 8 points on the night. And at the other end, Cale Rammel gets called for a foul. Yep. He fouled Landon Patterson. That's number two on Cale, and Cale's going to go to the bench. Dylan Evers comes in to replace Cale for Fort Recovery. Indians in their defense here for the inbounds play. Monroe Central has to go back out to the timeline. Right side it goes, back out top. Jackson Ollum to Josiah Ollum. He's dribbling the basketball against Owen Judy. Now he'll pass off to Jackson Ollum, top of the key. Right side it goes to Landon Patterson. Patterson to Berciaga. Berciaga turnaround shot, in and out, no good. Nice move, but it didn't go. Rebound, Clay Smits. Here's Owen Judy. Passing in the corner to Dylan Evers. Evers finds Brian Benn underneath, and Brian puts it in. Gets his first basket tonight to make it 18-15. Fort Recovery by three. Here's Monroe Central going inside. A block by Dylan Evers. Nice job by Dylan as he blocked the shot by Landon Patterson right underneath the hoop. And timeout by Monroe Central. We're in the second quarter, which is brought to you by your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Back here once again at Monroe Central High School. Golden Bears put the ball in play. It's up no good by Berciaga, and he last touched it as it goes out of bounds. Berciaga's a pretty big kid. Let's see what it says he is here. He is 6'3 and 215. Sounds like a football player to me. Dylan Evers on the left to Regan Martin. Martin throws it away, but it's last touched by Josiah Ollum out of bounds, so the Indians get to keep the ball. Owen Judy will toss it in here. Owen looks for a teammate. Back outside to Regan Martin. Regan with the basketball. Dylan Evers, he'll fire from the top of the key, and he got it. Way to go, Dylan. Dylan Evers cans a three from the top of the key. And the score is 21-15. Indians have their biggest lead of the game at 6 points. Jackson Ollum over to Josiah Ollum on the right. At the free throw line on the left to Berciaga. He'll turn, fire, and hit. Nice 16-foot shot for Berciaga. That is his 6th point of the game. Inside, Brian Benn turns, spins, and fires and hits. Brian Benn gets his 2nd basket of the game to make it 23-17. Indians lead by 6 again. Here's Berciaga on a 3. Doesn't go, and a foul on the rebound on Monroe Central. They're going to call that on Connor Phillips.
Personal foul on Monroe Central's Connor Phillips. This first
23-17. Coming to you tonight from Monroe Central High School between Farmland and Parker City. Some of you may not know, but this school was leveled by a tornado back in the early 70s. And all rebuilt after that. Inside, there's Brian Benn up and in on a reverse layup. Nice move by Brian Benn. Boy, he gets the ball inside. It's tough to stop him. And it's 25-17. Brian Benn with 6 points now. Here's Jackson Ollum with it over to Josiah Ollum on the left, guarded by Owen Judy. Owen fights through a pick. And Josiah Ollum goes down, feeds it off to Berciaga. He'll put it up no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Benn dumps it out to Owen Judy. Right side, Clay Smits. Wants to shoot. Now he does. Good. Clay Smits hits a 15-footer. And Monroe Central wants timeout as Spitz has 4 points on the night now. Indians widen their gap to double digits, 27-17. We'll be back in a moment here at PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Cow from Cow Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology C-Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cow Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in tonight's game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna. I'm Rob Weaver here at Monroe Central tonight. Again, tomorrow we have both the JV and the varsity games for the girls, Fort Recovery and Jay County, starting at 12 noon from the Fortside Fieldhouse, so join us for that. It's also Senior Recognition Day for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Fort Recovery with five fine seniors who will be recognized tomorrow. Here's a shot by Jackson Allum. Nice shot from the right baseline. That gives him a total of 10 points on the evening. With the balls, Clay Smits on the left to Dylan Evers. Evers passing to Regan Martin. Back out top to Owen Judy. Owen's an excellent shooter, but he hasn't had any shots tonight. Dylan Evers on the left side to Clay Smits. In the corner to Judy. Inside to Brian Benn. Feeds off to Regan Martin, who cut from the opposite side. Martin lays it in. Regan Martin gets his fifth point of the evening. He had a three-pointer early in the first quarter. 29-19. Indians only led by one at the quarter, but they have been smoking here in the second quarter. Left side shot is up and no good, off the mark by Landon Patterson, and a foul on Monroe Central on the rebound. They've committed several fouls on the rebound.
Personal foul, Monroe Central.
Going to call that one on Joel Kennedy. Reporting in the lineup now will be senior Caden Shoemaker. And Joel Kennedy will go to the bench with his third personal foul. Dylan Evers feeds into Owen Judy. Evers in the lineup in place of Cale Rammel, who picked up his second foul a few minutes ago. Judy with the basketball. Being guarded very closely by Josiah Allum. Over to Clay Smits. Now in the left corner to Dylan Evers. Back out to Smits. Smits to Owen Judy. Right side it goes to Regan Martin. He'll come in. Feeds off to Brian Benn. In the lane, he connects. Mr. Brian Benn with 8 points in the game. That was just inside the free throw line. 31-19. 12-point lead now for Fort Recovery. There's a travel. No, a foul on Fort Recovery. It's going to be called on Regan Martin, gets called for the foul. Fifth foul on the Indians. So Monroe Central will have it out of bounds. That's the first foul on Regan Martin. Josiah Allum gets the inbounds pass in the backcourt, walks it across the timeline, works his way to the left wing. Back out top to Jackson Allum. Right side it goes. Around the horn, here's Jackson Allum on the left wing. He'll pass to Josiah Allum. He shoves off. Come on, Mr. Official, call that. Here's a shot by Jackson Allum. No good. Rebound, Dylan Evers over to Regan Martin. Dylan Evers gave Regan a pretty hard pass there. There's Brian Benn inside. He scores. And Bursiaga is going to be called for the foul. Brian Benn with 10 points now. And that's going to be, I think, number three on Bursiaga. They're going to have to take him out. No, they say it's only two. Only two. Here's Brian Benn on the free throw, and he hits it. That's only our third free throw of the game. We've hit all three of them. Here is Josiah Allam going to the hole. He's fouled by Owen Judy from behind, they say. So it'll be two shots for Josiah Allam here. And believe it or not, I think this is the first free throw of the night for Monroe Central. Port Recovery definitely has the size advantage. Free throws up and good by Josiah. Indians have some big dudes this year, I'll tell you that. Got plenty of height. That's not something they're searching for. Up and good again. Both free throws are good by Josiah Allam, giving him a total of 5 points on the night. Here's Clay Smits in the lane, puts it up, and oh, just a little short. Rebound comes down to Monroe Central. Josiah Allam with the basketball, hands it off to Jackson Allam. Jackson works against Regan Martin. On the left to Berciaga. Berciaga dribbling the basketball in the lane. He traveled. Come on. Got the shot, but he traveled. 34-23. Indians lead by 11. Owen Judy with the basketball, and there's a foul on Josiah Allam, who reached in. Josiah has really been playing Owen tight. Owen's getting a workout here. This is one of the reasons that Coach Melton wanted to pick up Monroe Central after the Jay County game got dropped. Jay County having some COVID problems and had to cancel the game, which was supposed to be tomorrow. So Fort Recovery picked up Monroe Central, and Jim Melton likes the matchup with the quick guards that Monroe Central has to give Fort Recovery a workout. And Owen Judy hits the free throw. That's his first point of the night. He'll have one more, and this one's in and out, no good. Rebound comes to Berciaga. He'll feed over to Josiah Allam. Pass to Berciaga to Jackson Allam. Back on the left wing, and Owen Judy knocked it out of bounds. Owen thought he knocked it off of Josiah Allam, but the official did not see it that way. Here comes Jackson Allam to put the ball in play. Back out to Josiah. Right side it goes. Landon Patterson with it. Jackson Allam. Now over to Caden Shoemaker, and there's going to be double dribbling called on Caden Shoemaker, apparently. Ball will go back to the Indians. Another turnover on Monroe Central. Here comes Cale Rammel and Derek Judy in the lineup for Fort Recovery. Regan Martin will go out, and Clay Smits. No, Gavin Toby will go out. So we've got Clay Smits, Derek Judy, K.O. Ramble, Owen Judy, and Brian Benn in the lineup. Here's a pass over to Owen Judy on the right side. Down to 15 seconds. Indians are going to try to take the last shot here. Outside to Owen Judy. He's in the angle. Now dribbling the basketball, guarded by Shoemaker. He'll feed off to Derek Judy. Ball's loose, picked up by Monroe Central. A long shot is up and no good off the front of the rim by Patterson. And the half comes to an end. A good half, though, for the Indians. They have expanded their one-point lead to 12 points now, 35-23 here at the end of the first half of play. I thank our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, who have been our second quarter scoreboard sponsor this evening. Don't forget, New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. And remember, too, that if you're looking for something to grind your livestock feed with, see the Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. They're the feed industry's gold standard. Again, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Artsway in Fort Recovery. And, of course, they have outstanding service for your farm machinery and lawn and garden equipment as well. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll run down the first half stats for you coming up here in a moment, and we'll also take a look at the junior varsity game, which Fort Recovery won in overtime tonight, right after we pause for this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Ho, ho, ho. Little girl, what would you like for Christmas?
A puppy. Last year I asked for a puppy and got this turkey instead. Here, you can have him back.
Folks, if you get a turkey this holiday season, I hope it's deliciously prepared. Remember to give thanks for the meal, the cook, and the farmer. May you and your family have a blessed holiday season.
This message brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster, with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The halftime score reads 35 for the Fort Recovery and 23 for the Monroe Central Golden Bears. It was 14-13 at the end of the first quarter. Fort Recovery led by one, and the Indians outscored Monroe Central by a 21-10 margin in the second quarter. And that gives them the 12-point lead at halftime, 35-23. Well, let's look at the junior varsity game here tonight. Fort Recovery won that in overtime, 42-38. The Indians led by one at the first quarter, 11-10. Monroe Central grabbed the lead at halftime, 19-18. After three, Fort Recovery led 31-29. And then it was all tied up at 38-all at the end of regulation. In overtime, it was 42-38, the final score. The Indians got it came right down to the last 30 seconds, and the Indians got some breaks when they needed them and won by 4 points, 42-38. Fort Recovery was led by Landon Post, 21 points for Landon. He's a sophomore. He had 4 3-point goals. He missed a few, but he had his shooting eye on for most of the night. Had a 2-point goal, and he only missed one free throw. He had 2, 4, 6, 8 free throws. Missed one of maybe he had 9 here. Let's see. Nope, he had 8 free throws and missed only one of those. So he hit 7 of 8 free throws for 21 points for Landon Post on the night. Caleb Evers had 13 points. He had 4 2-point goals and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line for Caleb. Try that again. He had 3 out of 6 at the free throw line for Caleb. Again, he had 13 points on the night. And then after that, we go down to Reese Guggenbiller, who had 3 points. Troy Homan had 5 tonight on a 2-point goal and 3 out of 5. From the free throw line, and that was all the scoring for the Indians. Again, 21 for Landon Post, 13 for Caleb Evers, 5 points for Troy Homan, and 3 for Reese Guggenbiller. Leading the way for Monroe Central was Eli Chamberlain, who had 12 points for the Golden Bears. We'll be back and take a look at the varsity scoring right after this.
Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yeah, we appreciate all the fine sponsors that make it possible for us to be here to do the Fort Recovery game tonight with Monroe Central. And again, don't forget, tomorrow we will have the reserve and varsity games from the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery and Jay County in girls basketball tomorrow, and also Senior Recognition Day for the Fort Recovery girls. I did get some insight on why they do not put the individual points on the scoreboard. It's because from one of my listeners informing me, it's because the Monroe Central coach, who is Justin Allum, felt like some of his players were watching their point totals on the scoreboard instead of playing the game. And so he stopped the scorekeeper from putting the points on the scoreboard. So that's kind of interesting. I hadn't heard of that happening before, but it makes sense. There are more important things to the game besides how many points you get. And so that's why they don't put the points on their scoreboard here. Monroe Central High School, home of the Golden Bears. I've been here many times over the years. Had some great games here between Jay County and Monroe Central. One of my favorite moments here was when I was sitting about where I am right now behind the scoreboard, and the famed Bill Harrell was here scouting Jay County. Jay County was playing Monroe Central that night. And the announcer, who was Tim Long back in those days, who eventually became the superintendent of schools for Jay County, he introduced Hall of Fame coach Bill Harrell. And Bill, who was wearing his purple hat, of course, stood up and waved his hat to the fans. A real humorous moment there. Bill was quite a coach. He passed away in an accident. I believe he actually drowned in a lake near Muncie. But for you Ohio folks, he won several state championships, coached the Muncie Central Bearcats for several years. And again, he's one of the few coaches that Jay County never, ever, ever beat over the years. All the times we played him, we came close a few times, but just couldn't quite get over the hump to beat the Bearcats when he was coaching. Now, Monroe Central beat the Bearcats when he was coaching. I don't remember what year that was, but that's one of the biggest wins in Monroe Central history. Monroe Central went over to the Fieldhouse to open up the season for Muncie Central. Muncie Central thought they were going to have a easy win to open up the year with little old Monroe Central. And Monroe Central, who was coached by Chuck Moulton at the time, upset the Bearcats that night in the opening game of the year. That was quite an embarrassment for Coach Harrell. And quite a victory for Monroe Central that they will always talk about for years to come, those who remember. And Fort Recovery just turned the ball over as we start the third quarter. 35-23 the score. Indians on top by 12. Monroe Central with the basketball. Josiah Ollum with it. He'll feed over here to Berciaga. Now to Jackson Ollum. Oh, a nice pass back to Berciaga, and Berciaga scores. What a pass from Jackson Ollum. That was a very impressive pass. And now they're going to call double dribbling on Derek Judy, and not a good start for the Fort Recovery Indians here. A couple of turnovers. Derek Judy will leave, and Regan Martin comes back in. So the Indians have Gavin Toby, Regan Martin, Owen Judy, Brian Benn, and Kale Rammel in there. Monroe Central has Josiah Ollum, Jackson Ollum. There's a corner shot by Shoemaker. He missed it. Rebound comes to Kale Rammel. Caden Shoemaker missing that shot. Owen Judy down at the other end. He puts it up and in. That's his first basket of the night, and 4 points now. Actually, 3 points now for Owen Judy. Here's a shot from the right side. No good. Actually, I think I failed to give the varsity scoring at halftime. I apologize for that. Brian Benn had a total of 11 points on the night in the first half. It was 8 points for Kale Rammel. Two threes and a two. Here's a shot by Shoemaker from the left side. He scores. Three-pointer for Caden Shoemaker. That's his first basket. Regan Martin has 5 points. Inside to Brian Benn. He scores again. Clay Smits with 4 points in the first half on two free throws and a two-point goal. Again, Regan Martin with five. Derek Judy had three. Dylan Evers had a three-point basket for 3 points. I think that's the Indians scoring in the first half. Berciaga with 8 points in the first half for Monroe Central. Josiah Ollum had five. Inside for Brian Benn. It's blocked. Monroe Central has the basketball. Jackson Ollum led the team with 10 points at halftime. There's a shot up and no good by Berciaga. Rebound Gavin Toby. Caden Shoemaker with 3 points in the first. No, he just got that a moment ago. So that was your halftime scoring for Monroe Central. Kale Rammel takes it to the hole and scores. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. Kale Rammel gets two more. That gives him 10 on the night. Two threes and two twos. And he'll be at the free throw line to try for number 11. Indians lead 41-28. Close score at the first quarter, only a one-point lead for the Indians, but they had a nice second quarter to expand their lead to 35-23. Rammel puts it up, and he got that one. Welcome all you folks to the broadcast. Fans are limited, of course. We understand that the school allowed each player to have four tickets, and that was it. Here's a shot inside by Berciaga. No good. Bounces off the back of the rim. Rebound Derek Judy. He'll come down. Feeds back to Kale Rammel. Rammel decides not to shoot. Hands off to Judy. Now here's Owen Judy. Right side to Regan Martin. Martin now dribbling the ball off a pick by Kale Rammel. Feeds on the left to Derek Judy on the wing. Derek wants to go to the hole, stops. Back out to Regan Martin. Here's Brian Benn. He goes down the middle and puts it up, and no good. Bounces out of there. Rebound comes to Berciaga, and Brian's lucky he didn't get called for a foul on that one. Right side to Shoemaker, Caden Shoemaker for Monroe Central. There's a foul on Derek Judy.
There's a foul on Fort Recovery for Derek Judy. This third, number three
on Derek Judy. Brian Benn will go out of the game, I think, and here comes Clay Smits in. I don't know if Coach is going to take Derek Judy out or not. Got a timeout by Monroe Central?
We have a timeout on the floor.
Fort Recovery calls timeout. Timeout for the Fort Recovery Indians. So we'll return in just a moment from Monroe Central High School right after this.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
So back here once again at Monroe Central High School between Farmland and Parker City. .42-28 the score. One of my listeners also told me that it was 1974 that is the year that this school was leveled by a tornado. It was right after school, so the kids were pretty much out of here, except for a few. And as I recall, there were no serious injuries by the grace of God. But the school was just wiped out. One of my friends from over here in Randolph County, Wally Hubbard, who lives just down the road from the school, took video of the tornadoes. And actually, I think it turned out to be a twin tornado that hit this area. Anyway, back to action now. I don't want to be like Bill Walton, talk about everything but the game. Shots up and in by Monroe Central. Cole Munchell gets his first basket on a layup. That makes it 42-30. Here's K.O. Rammel turning, firing, hitting, but they're going to call him traveling before the shot. Boy, K.O.'s a good shooter if he gets the opportunity, but traveled there first, and here comes Brian Benn into the lineup. And K.O. Rammel will go out. Once again, K.O. is only a sophomore. He's got a lot of great games ahead of him, I'll tell you. He can shoot the ball. Monroe Central with it. Burciaga on the left side. He'll hand into the corner to Jackson Allam. Back out to Burciaga. Burciaga tries to drive around Clay Smits, and Clay does a good job of defending him, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Burciaga, and it'll be given to the Fort Recovery Indians. Clay Smits tossing it in. Derek Judy comes across the timeline. Looks for a teammate. Goes to the right side to Clay Smits. Back out to Owen Judy. Here's Regan Martin back on the left corner to Derek Judy. Inside to Brian Benn. Makes a move to the hole and can't get it to fall down. Rebound, Regan Martin. Nice rebound by Regan. Back out to Clay Smits. Now to Derek Judy. Judy will pass over on the right side to Owen Judy. Owen dribbling the basketball. Feeds off to Brian Benn along the lane. Dribbles back outside to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling back to Clay Smits. Ball popped off of Clay, and Monroe Central stole the ball, but now Monroe Central lost it at the other end as the Golden Bears' Cole Munchell lost the handle on it, and the Indians have it back. Derek Judy with the basketball right side to Brian Benn around the horn, inside to Brian Benn, back on the left to Regan Martin. Martin goes to the hole and scores. Nice move by Regan Martin on the left baseline. It gives Regan a total of 7 points on the night now. 44-30, Indians lead by 14, and there is traveling on Burciaga. Whole bunch of subs coming in here from Monroe Central. Josiah Allam comes back in. And also Joel Kennedy comes back in, and I think Patterson came in. Shoemaker went out, and Burciaga went out, and also Munchell went out for Monroe Central. Here's Derek Judy across the timeline. Dribbling the basketball, goes to the left, all the way down, and the shot is short. Rebound comes to Monroe Central. Josiah Allam down to the hole right from straight on. He missed it, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery. K.O. Rammel will report in now for the Indians. He'll be coming back in, and also here comes Dylan Evers back in. Clay Smits and Owen Judy will depart. Tossing the ball in here for the Golden Bears will be Landon Patterson. Monroe Central's 0-1. Fort Recovery's 0-1. Monroe Central lost to Northeastern here in Indiana last weekend. The Indians lost to St. Mary's, Ohio last weekend. There's a drive to the hole. It's no good, but a foul's called on Fort Recovery. Jackson Allam on the drive, and he will go to the free throw line with two shots. Regan Martin picked up the personal foul. Free throw's up and good. This is only the second time Monroe Central's been to the free throw line tonight. They hit two out of two in the first half. Jackson Allam will have one more here. 44-31 now. Golden Bears down by 13. This one's no good. Rebound comes to Brian Benn. Benn dumps it out to Regan Martin. Oh, Martin stepped on the timeline. Yep, over and back. He didn't even realize he was close to it. But he was, and he did step over it. So Monroe Central gets the ball back on the turnover. Jackson Allam tosses in to Josiah Allam. Allam comes across the timeline. Feeding over on the right to Patterson. Here's Jackson Allam. Monroe Central playing without one of their better players tonight. Luke Jones apparently is ill and not here at the game tonight. So that's a hamper for them. Nice shot by Jackson Allam. Free throw line jumper. That makes it now 44-33. Here's Owen Judy missing one from the right side. One of his rare shots tonight. Monroe Central got the rebound, and here they come. Josiah Allam off the pick, stops. Feeds right side to Patterson, back out to Jackson Allam. Jackson dribbling the basketball, guarded by Derek Judy. Still with the ball, and almost lost it. Josiah Allam saved it. He'll drive to the hole, he'll miss, and he is fouled by Owen Judy. Owen Judy commits the personal foul. Minute 15 to go here in the third quarter of play from Monroe Central High School. Fort Recovery originally was supposed to play Jay County this weekend. That game got postponed because of COVID problems in Jay County, so the Indians picked up Monroe Central so they wouldn't have the weekend off. Free throw's up and good by Josiah Allam, and he gets the second one also. He is 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. And there is a foul on Monroe Central. Monroe Central had the full court press on, and Derek Judy got fouled on the play. Again, our studio producers tonight, we appreciate their help. We wouldn't be on the air without them. Lindsey Green at the radio station. And also here at the game site, Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. And also FortRecoveryRadio.com. Clay Smits will toss it in for the Fort Recovery Indians. Here is Derek Judy bringing it over. And the Indians want to call timeouts. So timeout Fort Recovery. 1:05 to go here in the third quarter. It's Indians 44, Monroe Central 35. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, Pack-A-Sack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Here's a shot by Owen Judy as we resume action. It's no good, but there's Brian Benn to get the rebound, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. So Brian Benn will go to the free throw line for the Fort Recovery Indians here. Again, 54 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And Brian Benn puts up the free throw and missed it. That foul was on Burciaga. That's his third personal foul. Brian has another one, and he got that one. One out of two for the big guy. So he is two out of three on the night from the free throw line. He's got 14 points total on the evening. Jackson Allum with the ball. Nice spin move and hits it. Shooting over the top of Regan Martin. Allum, their leading scorer. He now has 14 points. Check it, 16 points on the evening. Here's Regan Martin, triple teamed. Burciaga rips the ball away. Here comes Monroe Central. Josiah Allum passes off to Patterson. Landon Patterson lost the ball, but it goes off Fort Recovery. Yep, went off Clay Smith's leg. Here comes K.O. Rammel back in the lineup for the Indians, and leaving will be Regan Martin. And there's a foul before the ball was tossed in. Who are they going to call that on? I think Monroe Central. Yep. Going to call that on Cole Munchell. He must have run into somebody down there or something on the inbounds play. And Indians have the basketball on the turnover. Derek Judy with the ball brings it up against Josiah Allum. Judy across the timeline. Dribbles down to the left. Here's K.O. Rammel. Three-point basket good from the corner with time running out. K.O. Rammel rams home a three. That gives him a total now of 14 points on the night for K.O. Rammel. The quarter comes to an end. Fort Recovery expands their lead right at the last second there to 48-37 over Monroe Central. Indians led by 12 at halftime, so Monroe Central cut into that by one in the third quarter. 48-37 again, the score. Indians on top. We'll be back with quarter number four in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Again, congratulations to Kalp Pharmacy on their 40th anniversary. That's quite an accomplishment. 40 years in business. This fourth quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Don't forget, you can check out the job opportunities at Cooper Farms, and they have a lot of them. Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. Monroe Central with the ball to start the fourth quarter, and Derek Judy's going to be called for a foul as he tried to pressure Jackson Allum too much, and I think that's number four on him. Here comes Regan Martin in the lineup. And Derek Judy does go out with four fouls, and Regan Martin comes back in. Here we go with the inbounds pass. Jackson Allum to Josiah Allum. Josiah brings it across the timeline. Guarded by Owen Judy, right side to Burciaga. Burciaga goes in. Back out. Jackson Allum, a fall away. No good. Rebound, K.O. Rammel. Down come the Indians. Owen Judy all the way underneath. Tries to pass off to Regan Martin in the corner. But the ball is deflected by Josiah Allum out of bounds. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call on their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Brian Benn with the ball. Over to Kale Rammel. Back to Owen Judy. Open from three, and yes, there it goes. One of his patented three-point shots for Owen Judy. That's his first three of the night. Gives him a total of 6 points on the evening, and it's 51-37. Left side jumper by Jackson Allam. He can't get it to go down. That would have been a three, and Berciaga got the rebound, and a foul is going to be called on Brian Benn before the shot. Gavin Berciaga. Well, maybe it wasn't before the shot. It's not a shooting foul. They're going to call it 1-1. So that was Brian Benn's first foul of the night, believe it or not, as much space as he takes up inside. And Berciaga misses the free throw. That was his first time at the line tonight. Owen Judy with the ball, guarded by Josiah Allam, and Josiah is going to be called for a foul. There's an official standing 4 feet from that play, and the official on the other side of the court makes the call. Okay. Here's Clay Smits. And maybe he had a better angle at it than the other official. I don't know, but I always find that kind of humorous when that happens. And Clay Smits had the ball stolen away from him. Monroe Central with the basketball. Patterson back out to Jackson Allam. Drives in, and he's tripped by Clay Smits. Personal foul on the big guy. Clay is listed officially at 6'4 on the program. And so Jackson Allam will go to the free throw line. He's one of the little guys out there at 5'11. Puts the free throw up and missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Joel Kennedy. Now to Jackson Allam again. Gives back to Joel Kennedy. Kennedy goes baseline. He feeds off to Patterson coming down the lane. And Patterson misses the shot, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. Let's see who they're going to call that on. It's going to be on Gavin Toby. That's only one on Gavin Toby. Brian Benn's going to report back in for the Indians here, probably for Gavin, I would guess. Here's the free throw up and good by Patterson. Landon Patterson hits the free throw, and Gavin Toby does go out. One more for Landon Patterson. Patterson is a 6-foot senior on this Golden Bear team. Dribbles the basketball. Lets it fly, and it's good. Got them both. 51-39. Indians lead by 12 with the basketball. Right side, Owen Judy. And he lost the ball out of bounds, but it's tipped out by Monroe Central. Keo Rama will toss it in as the Indians set up the inbounds pass. Outside to Regan Martin. Martin goes to Clay Smits at the free throw line. Clay being guarded there by Joel Kennedy. He drives in and scores. Clay Smits gets a layup. That's 6 points for him tonight. And Monroe Central with the ball. Dribbling the ball off his ankle was Jackson Allam. And now Monroe Central calls timeout to save possession there as the Golden Bears were in a pinch there. So we'll be back in a moment right after this. This fourth quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not a capacity crowd here tonight. This is pretty much going to be the norm, I'm afraid, for most of the season. Very limited crowd. Monroe Central gave 4 tickets for each player on each side, and that was about it. I think Fort Recovery is allowing 300 fans at their games. Give about 80 to the visitors and the rest to the home crowd. So that's more than we have here tonight. Here comes Josiah Allum to put the ball in play. Goes outside to Jackson Allum. Now to Josiah. He's dribbling out here, guarded by Regan Martin. Indians in a man-to-man defense here. Gavin Berciaga gives over to Jackson Allum. Back to Berciaga. Lost the ball, picks it back up. Back outside to Jackson Allum. Now the thing is here, Monroe Central can't afford to be too deliberate. They're down by 53-39. And there's Josiah Allum scoring on a drive. That's his, let's see, 9th point of the game for Josiah. Indians have the ball. There's a pass to Regan Martin. Back over to Clay Smits on the left wing. Back outside to Owen Judy. Regan Martin on the right wing. And Regan has the ball knocked out of bounds by the Golden Bears. It'll be the Indians basketball. Fort Recovery's next boys game is next Friday against Delphus St. John's. We will not be having that here on the radio, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Next Friday at Delphus St. John's, the next boys game. And there's a foul on Monroe Central. 4:56 to go in the game on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. That was called on Landon Patterson. Here's a pass out to Clay Smits on the left to K.O. Rammel. Rammel in the lane, stops Finn, and he's going to be fouled in the fouled before the shot. And that, I think, is going to be 1-1, yes. K.O. Rammel goes to the free throw line for 1-1 here. He already has 9 and 5, 14 points, and there's 15 right there. He is just Mr. Steady. Gift to God for that young man to shoot the way he does. As I say that, he misses the free throw. Sorry about that, Kale. I jinxed you. 54-41. Right side to Jackson Allum. Drives to the hole. Nice move up and in. Super move by Jackson Allum, who is the leading scorer for Monroe Central. Clay Smits to K.O. Rammel. Back to Smits for Fort Recovery. Indians have the lead with the ball, and there is a foul on Monroe Central. 54-43 the score on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Indians on top by 11. Monroe Central's been hanging right in there. They've been kind of pesky. I think the Indians' largest lead, maybe about 14 points at one time. Here comes Dylan Evers in the lineup for the Indians, and Brian Benn will head to the bench. Clay Smits bounces the ball, lets it fly, and got the free throw. Clay's 3-for-3 from the line tonight, and he has a total of 7 points so far. He has one more coming here. Lets it fly, and it is good again. 2 sweet shots. 55-44. Indians expand their lead to 11. Here's one up and no good by Monroe Central. Rebound Owen Judy. K.O. Rammel down to Regan Martin, and he threw it away. He thought Regan was open for an easy layup, and he overthrew him, and I don't know that he would have had an easy layup had he gotten it to him. So Monroe Central gets advantage of the turnover by Fort Recovery, and Owen Judy is going to be called for a foul guarding Josiah Allum. That might be 4 on him. Owen Judy with... going to shoot 2 shots for Josiah.
fourth.
Yep, that is his fourth. Owen Judy with four fouls. He'll head to the bench. Free throws up and no good by Josiah Ullum. That's his first miss. He was four out of four prior to that one. Gavin Toby comes back in for the Indians, and Owen Judy heads to the bench with those four fouls. This one's no good again. But rebound, Jackson Ullum. Now a battle for the ball between Jackson Ullum and Dylan Evers. And I think we have, not sure what we have. They have a timeout called. Monroe Central had the ball. They called timeout to save possession. 56-44, Golden Bears trail Fort Recovery by 12 with 4:07 to go in the Cooper Farms fourth quarter of play.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Once again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cooper Farms of Fort Recovery. They're offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Here comes the inbounds pass to Jackson Ullum. Out deep, gives back to Josiah Ullum. Back on the left to Jackson. Jackson looks, dribbles the basketball, goes in the lane, stops, pops the shot, and oh, it rolls off the rim. Rebound Clay Smiths and a foul on Monroe Central. I think that might be on Jackson Ullum. Yep. It is on Jackson. That's his third personal foul. That will send Clay Smiths to the free throw line for Fort Recovery, who is perfect from the line tonight, four out of four. It will be 1-1 here for Clay. This is the ninth foul of the half for Monroe Central, so the next foul will be two for whoever steps up there. Clay Smiths at the line. He hits it. Nice, sweet shot. Well, he's got the rhythm on his free throws here. Five out of five at the line for Clay Smiths. Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and he got it again. 57-43. Indians with a 14-point lead now, which I believe equals their biggest lead of the game. Inside to Berciaga. He has a ball knocked away. I think that was Clay Smiths, and Clay got hurt. Looks like he hurt his shoulder. Timeout on the court, and I hope that's nothing serious. Clay Smiths holding his arm. And let's hope that's nothing serious. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Now Clay Smiths went off the court on his own, holding his, looks like it's his left shoulder. Athletic trainer working on it. I don't know if he's had problems with that before or not. Indians just threw the ball away as they had the ball back, and Monroe Central has it now. Trailing Fort Recovery by 15 points, 58-43. Josiah Ullum shots up and short. Out of bounds it goes. Indians will have the basketball. Kale Rammel will toss it in here for Fort Recovery. Number 22 on his uniform. Looks for a teammate. We're in the Cooper Farms fourth quarter. Indians in the lead. Pass is stolen by Monroe Central, but they throw it away. And down to Derek Judy, who lays it up and in. Easy basket. Give Regan Martin the assist. 60-43 now. Here's Gavin Berciaga putting it up no good. Rebound comes down to Derek Judy. Gavin Smithson Berciaga. Derek Judy with the ball down the lane. Feeds over on the left to Owen Judy. Back out top to Regan Martin. He'll come in to Brian Benn. Puts it up and can't get it to go down. A foul's going to be called on Monroe Central. And back to the line will go Brian Benn with two shots. Let's see. So far from the free throw line tonight, Brian is 2 out of 3 unofficially. I never say my scoring is official. I can guarantee you that. Usually close. Sometimes right on, but not always. Brian Benn misses the free throw, so he'll have one more. Puts it up, and it is good this time. Got 1 of 2. And we got some subs coming in here for Monroe Central. Golden Bears have Shoemaker back in there. Caden Shoemaker, along with Joel Kennedy, Jackson Allum, Joshua, or Josiah Allum, and Berciaga is in there. Here's Jackson Allum in the lane, pops the shot, missed it. Rebound Brian Benn over to Derek Judy. Judy will pass off to Regan Martin. Cross-court pass to Kale Rammel into Brian Benn. In the lane, back outside to Regan Martin. Derek Judy with the ball now. It's an 18-point lead, 61-43. Inside to Brian Benn. He puts it up and missed the shot. Rebound Brian Benn. It goes off the foot of Monroe Central. Went off the foot there of the Golden Bears' Joel Kennedy. Here comes Landon Patterson back in for the Golden Bears, and Caden Shoemaker will head to the bench. Landon is a senior on this Monroe Central team. Derek Judy tossing it in, goes way out front to Kale Rammel. Kale dribbling the ball, and he's fouled by Berciaga, and I think that might be it for him. Yep, he's heading to the bench. Gavin Smithson Berciaga fouls out of the game, becomes the first player to foul out with a minute 59 to go here. And that will send Kale Rammel to the free throw line. He will have two shots. It's up and good. Rattled it in on that one, but it went down. He'll have one more. And this one is good also. So that gives him 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. Indians' free throw shooting has been pretty good tonight. And the Indians, I believe, want to call timeout. 62-43, Fort Recovery with a 19-point lead here in the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms of Fort Recovery.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at Monroe Central High School. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcasts. Indians and the Golden Bears were fairly close at the first quarter. It was only 1 point, 14-13, Indians on top. And the Indians pulled away by 12 at halftime, 35-23. Golden Bears cut the lead to 11 at the third quarter, 48-37. But now the Indians lead here by 19, 62-43. Recovery trying to nail down their first win of the year. Monroe Central would drop to 0-2. And again, let's keep in mind Monroe Central playing without one of their stars tonight, Luke Jones, who apparently is out with illness. Jackson Allum with the ball in the lane. Open shot. Can't get it to go down off the back of the rim. Brian Benn got the rebound over to Regan Martin. Martin gives over to Kale Rammel, and the Indians are going to kind of play pretty deliberate here with a big lead and 1.5 minutes to go in the game. Regan Martin comes down, feeds to Brian Benn on the right. Back out to Regan. Here's Kale Rammel. Kale over to Derek Judy. Derek back outside to K.O. Rammel. He'll drive down the lane to Brian Benn, who scores. Two more for the big guy. Don't forget, Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And again, check out all the job opportunities from Cooper Farms. They're a big, big company, not just in Fort Recovery, but many other locations. Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. That's the fifth foul called on Owen Judy as he heads to the bench. So Owen Judy just fouled out of the game with 1:11 to go in the contest. Fouling Josiah Ollum. Ollum with two free throws. The first one's up and it's good. He missed his last two, but other than that, he's hit on 5 out of 7 so far. He'll have one more here. 65-44 now. This one's up and good. Got them both that time. 65-45. Lead is back to 20 points. That 22-point lead a moment ago, I think that was the biggest of the night for the Indians. Regan Martin right side to Dylan Evers. Back out to Kale Rammel. Indians are going to be content just to dribble out the game here. And Monroe Central probably the same. Derek Judy with the basketball. He'll drive to the hole. Comes back out. Over to Regan Martin. Now to Kale Rammel. Rammel will pass in the left wing to Regan Martin. Back out to K.O. Rammel. 27 seconds left on the Cooper Farms fourth quarter scoreboard. Here's a pass to Regan Martin inside to Brian Benn, but he's going to take it back outside. That's going to be your game. The final score is going to be 65-45. Fort Recovery winning the game by 20 points over a pesky Monroe Central team. And that is it. 65-45 is the final. Fort Recovery defeats the Monroe Central Golden Bears. Fort Recovery goes to 1-1 on the year. The Golden Bears drop to 0-2. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. If you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, just give them a call at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. We'll be back with the post game. We'll have Coach Melton on the air, I'm sure. Stay tuned for that coming up in a moment.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Join the Pacasac Gas Club at a Pacasac convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasac website, pacasac.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasac, there's one near you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp from Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology C-Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off C-Lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cal Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Monroe Central, and giving you the scoring here of the ball game. The quarter scores, Fort Recovery led by one at the first quarter, 14-13. They led by 12 at halftime, 35-23. After three, it was 48-37. Indians on top by 11, and the final score was a 20-point difference, 65-45. Indians led by 22 or 24 at one point there late in the game. 20-point win for the Indians, who go to 1-1 on the year, and Monroe Central falls to 0-2. Next up for the Indians, Delphus St. John's next Friday night at Delphus St. John's. And we all know it's so easy to play up there. So good luck to the Indians up there. We will not be going to the game on the radio. You can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com, though, next Friday night. Indians had 17 points from Brian Benn, 17 from Kale Rammel, 10 points from Clay Smits, 7 from Regan Martin, 6 points for Owen Judy, and 3 for Dylan Evers on a 3-point basket. Monroe Central was led by Jackson Allum with 17, played a nice ball game. Josiah Allum had 11 points for the Golden Bears. And again, a reminder, the Monroe Central team playing without one of their top players, Luke Jones, not able to be at the game tonight because of illness. 10 points for Gavin Smithson-Bursiaga. He's a nice-looking player. He's also one of their taller players. In fact, he is their tallest player at 6'3". Also chipping in with 3 was Caden Shoemaker on a 3-point goal. Landon Patterson had 2, and Cole Munchell had 2 points for Monroe Central. Again, the final 65-45, Indians win by 20. For the junior varsity, that was won by Fort Recovery in overtime, 42-38. Fort Recovery led 11-10 at the first quarter, trailed by 19-18 at halftime. Led 31-29 after 3 in the final. Well, after 4, it was 38-38, so it goes into overtime. And the final then was 42 for the Indians. Monroe Central 38, Golden Bears not able to score in the OT. Fort Recovery was led by Landon Post with 21 big points, including 4 three-point goals. Also chipping in with 13 was Caleb Evers. Troy Homan had 5 points in the contest, and Reese Guggenbiller had 3. Leading the Monroe Central Golden Bears in that one was Eli Chamberlain, who had 12 points in the contest. Got Coach here with us. And can you go down there and grab... Sorry, I can't get down there. Well, this headset right here, Jim. Yeah, just put that on. There you go. Hey, congratulations on a win tonight, sir. And let's give us your evaluation of the game.
Thank you. It was hard fought. You know, the Bears didn't give up by any stretch. They kept, you know, clawing their way back in, it felt like. You know, we had our opportunities. I remember at one point in the first half, I looked up, and I believe it was 34-19. We had a chance to just kind of couple possessions there, and then they clawed right back into it and you know, got it down to, you know, like 12 or something like that. But, you know, I'm proud of the guys. We made a few adjustments, talked about a few things. Our size was definitely an advantage. And, you know, we've got to find a way to quit reaching and moving our feet and staying out of foul trouble. You know, this is 2 games in a row where we're having guys foul out and, you know, we're in some foul trouble. And we're not the deepest team right now either. So, you know, we've got to get better at that.
Definitely, I've been wrong before, but I thought definitely we shot the ball much better tonight.
Yes, I you know, obviously I'll go home tonight and I'll break the film down and you know, but I feel like that we shot it better. But that's the feeling, you know. But you know, I'll break it down tonight. But that's on the surface, that's what it feels like.
I don't know if we won the turnover battle tonight, but I thought we might have. We committed maybe a few too many.
Yeah, we got sloppy there in the third quarter, I felt like. And, you know, until we started valuing the basketball and being strong with it, we threw it around a little bit, you know. These are all, you know, fundamental issues that we can correct. And, you know, we'll get back in the lab tomorrow and go to work.
Pretty nice balanced scoring, 17 from Kale and 17 from Brian Benn tonight, 10 from Clay Smits. Clay got into double figures tonight after only two last week. So.
Yes, well, our prayers go out to Clay. I hope he's going to be okay.
What's the scoop there anyway?
I think initially his shoulder might have popped out. It may be a shoulder that he's had issues with in the past. I'm not real certain, but that is the initial diagnosis. But obviously we'll wait and see. I believe his parents were, took him and we're going to go get him checked out.
So well, I hope
our prayers are with Clay Smits.
Hope it's not going to keep him out, and I was wondering if it might have been an old football injury or something like that. But
I don't really know if there's history there. He's one of our leaders. I was very proud of him, the way he responded when we kind of mixed up our starting lineup, and that was predicated on some of their personnel and matchups that we thought we could take advantage of, and then they had some. They had some last-minute changes, but with our game plan and the prep, I wasn't going to change it, right there out the gate. So,
well, you used a lot of people tonight, a lot in the lineup.
Yeah, we tried to rotate and keep guys fresh. We kind of forgot about Benny there. He stayed in, I believe, the whole third quarter. I don't know if he got out, but then I looked up and I thought, we got to get him. He needs some water and he needs to catch his breath here real quick. We're trying to keep guys fresh.
And Dylan Evers, I got to say something about him. I feel like he's been a contributor for you here.
He has. He knocked down a big three there. They all know it. Even B Squared knows it. Clay, Gavin, if they're open, shoot it. They all have the green light. I don't do that red light, green light thing with guys. If they're open, just let it fly and be confident. And, I thought Dylan hit a big-time shot for us there. And, he has long arms. He plays some good defense. And he's a phenomenal young man. Great, great kid.
Well, congratulations again, Jim. I think St. John's is next.
Yeah, it's a doubleheader road trip up to St. John's and up to Crestview. So, we've got some work to do in the lab. For sure.
Well, good luck on that, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. The Indians come away with a win tonight, 65-45 over Monroe Central. And once again, a recap of the Indian scoring. Cale Rammel with 17, Brian Benn with 17, 10 for Clay Smits, 7 for Regan Martin, 6 points for Owen Judy, and 3 apiece for Derek Judy and also for Dylan Evers. And again, for Monroe Central, they were with 17 and 11 for Josiah Allam and 10 for Gavin Smith and Berciaga. And once again, the JV game went to Fort Recovery in overtime, 42-38. 21 big ones for Landon Post, 13 for Caleb Evers. It's going to wrap it up for us tonight from, again, Monroe Central. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be bringing you the Fort Recovery Jay County girls games. Both the junior varsity and varsity games will be on the radio tomorrow. And you can hear those on all three of our stations starting at 12 noon tomorrow. So from Monroe Central High School, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.